Page 163, Task 2, Discussion.
Seriously speaking, the problem of labor shortage has been rising and has already made its way into healthcare. The other day, while waiting in the hospital corridor, I happened to overhear the conversation of two surgeons. It freaked me out.
Come on, tell me, what happened?
They were complaining about the growing absence of doctors. One of them was beating around the bush till he actually had to say out loud that he was about to hand in his notice and leave the country. He'd been promised a much higher salary and better working conditions abroad.
No offense, but I just don't care. I can't see what all the fuss is about. I'd leave too if I were in his shoes. You'll get used to it over time. Others will come for their positions.
Don't expect me to agree with this. You know full well what I'm talking about. Doctors and nurses with unprofessional attitude. And the same thing is happening to the overall pool of available skilled workers. Their numbers reduced to the minimum.
Let's face it. Migration in and out is seen as a response to the problem of skill shortages caused by becoming EU citizens. Those who can't get by here move and settle down in a foreign country. Others come to our country from poorer ones, so vacant jobs can be filled and the economy can get going again.
I'm obviously biased, but I'm not too keen on migrants living and working here. Just for safety reasons, you know? The possibility of attracting foreign labor has been one of the most topical issues as the media has cast light on the situation.
The whole story is way overblown. Another idea has been proposed by the government, too. Perhaps you've heard that they're planning to limit the number of students admitted to universities and to different vocational and technical schools. They want to ensure the necessary number of skilled workers and professionals and their optimal distribution within the country. This is not a viable alternative.
Is there any way I can convince you?
No way.